I'm now sitting here at Miraval, which I have to regard as the number one spiritual, psychological, physiological resort in the world, corroborated by all that I'm learning from Michael Tompkins.
Yes.
I'm with Michael Tompkins, the general manager, I regard as the CEO of Miraval.
Well, no, there is actually a CEO. But
there is? Okay.
Yeah, I thank you for the promotion.
Okay. Well, the functional, hands-on CEO. This is the official recording of the interview. We had an unofficial recording earlier, which was my first experience actually turning on a digital voice recorder, and it didn't turn on. So this is the major official recording. And Michael has agreed willingly to share his experience and his goals, his inspiration since coming to Miraval as the general manager. And Michael, when was that?
In July of 2007, so I'm coming up on my third anniversary here at Miraval.
Mm-hmm. And I understand from our original interview a few weeks ago that you were really a very productive, intelligent, valuable person before you came here, mm-hmm. but that since you've been here, you have actually participated in the riches that are here to the point where your former self is just a shadow of what you are now. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I would think that that's a pretty good assessment. I have really changed my life in a considerable amount of ways since being at Miraval. I think the classes, lectures, and one-on-one services and immersions that I've done here have changed me to be a better person as an individual, a better partner in the relationship that I'm in, and a better leader for this company. And I think that it's been a gift to be able to come and work at a place that has such a tremendous amount of healers, you know, essentially, who've somehow grouped together on one very special property.
Wow, you know, like, let's say if you were a general manager of a restaurant, let's say, and you didn't eat any of the food at the restaurant, mm-hmm. we would, like, wonder about the restaurant. So this is, like, an example of the opposite, where you're the general manager, and you have ingested, digested, imbibed all the products that are here and demonstrated that you're not going to just sit here with all these riches around you and just let it go by and not avail yourself of it. And I know that's, you know, that's kind of a, it might be regarded kind of a selfish thing for you to like take advantage of all this, but I think it's also spearheads a lot of probably confidence in many, many others to see that you're a living example of someone who is operating from both sides of the fence, arranging as best you can programs for people who are in need of a resort like this, and also participating and benefiting from it yourself. I think that's an amazing combination.
Well, it's one of the things that we do here at Miraval, because it's based around our philosophy of mindfulness, which is living in the moment. And we believe that if we can continue to enlighten those who come through our gates with mindfulness, that they can actually make better decisions in their life. And so we offer that as well to all of our employees who work here at Miraval. So not only is the participation of any programs, classes, and services just for me as the general manager, but they're for every single employee that Miraval employs. So if you're a housekeeper here, you can go to an Aqua Zen class or a cardio class or take a morning hike or do a spa service in the spa. And so it creates for a much more cohesive environment, because we're providing the tools to live a better life, not only to the people who come through our gates as guests here at this resort, but for also for the people who work here and provide that level of service to our guests. So it's very special.
Well, that leads me to another question, which that's a fabulous description of something that I think is extremely rare for any kind of resort, which is the question I had was, would you explain how you feel Miraval differs from other similar resorts? And you just gave me a big description of something that's, to me, mind-blowing. Correct me if I'm mistaken, but I'm under the impression that that's what you said about the employees here being eligible to participate in the riches here. Is that not a very rare situation?
It is a rare situation, and in general, it's a costly one, which is why most companies and corporations wouldn't do that. However, we feel that, number one, it basically has a twofold process to it of helping out Miraval. Number one is we get to help our employees so that they really feel like Miraval is benefiting them in more ways than just compensation and benefits and having a good place to work. And the second part of it is if an employee has the opportunity to take and experience a class lecture service firsthand, and a guest comes up and says to them, hey, can you tell me what, you know, the Shunya sound ceremony is in the spa? If they've had it, then they can basically share what their experience was, which is always greater than being able to give a description out of a catalog. So it works out quite well.
Yeah, that's excellent business practice, but it is so integral or honest. I mean, just the idea of any resort providing, like, I don't care how great the program is for guests, but denying it to the people who are supposed to be providing this to the guests, to me, is like unbelievably like stupidity, you know. I mean, just from a business point of view, but from a humanitarian point of view, it is so much in keeping with the whole point of the whole resort, which is like to spread the wealth, you know, not to split it off and create class distinctions or anything like that.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, I think that's helped so much to create the environment in which our employees and guests thrive in. You know, I recently get cards and letters, like you can see on my desk, from guests who, you know, say that this place is life-changing. And, you know, I had one that wrote a card to me this week who said, you know, I couldn't think of the word to describe what my Miraval experience was, and then I realized it was heaven. And for somebody to give you that sort of praise in a letter or a note card in genuine format, you can only create an environment in which people can thrive and feel loved and secure and safe if you're providing that for your employees. Because if your employees are getting that, then it's bouncing off of them so that, you know, that feeling is echoed around the property, and it creates a much larger feeling than just me or a collection of people. It's, you know, 200 or 300 or 400 or 500 people who are feeling that way. It becomes contagious. And so it's been a great benefit for us to be able to let our employees experience that. I think another thing that makes us different from other resorts is that we hire here for authenticity. And so we want people to be who they are and share openly who they are and the experiences that they have had with each other and with our guests. And it's because of that that you'll find that our employees here at our resort are much different than another resort that you might find elsewhere in the world, because they develop relationships much quicker with people share their experiences more openly. And so what you'll find here is a hotel guest may come in and they'll be swapping cards or pictures of new babies that were just born or a wedding that just happened or showing off an engagement ring or whatever it might be, because they feel like they've really developed a friendship, as I feel you and I have over, you know, 3 short meetings.
Yeah, two.
Dinner.
2 1/4.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, because I could just tell the people listening here on this podcast that I actually sat down and had an hour and a half meeting with Michael a few weeks ago, and I started to like relax and loosen up, and I became kind of gabby. But when I arrived today, I felt like I was coming back to meeting an old friend, you know. Mm-hmm. And I started like telling little secret things that I usually reserve for my closest buddies, you know.
Yeah.
So you're right. You're just an example of the milieu, the ambiance here. You know, if they're like you, and this is what's going on here, you know, that whole thing about reflective mirrors that magnifies the power of the sun by reflective mirrors, or the energy bounces from one employee to another, and it ends up being magnified. Like mm-hmm. there's a mirror effect. I'm playing on a word here.
Right.
There's a mirror effect of amplifying the energy.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting because recently we had a guest come to Miraval from Saddlebrook, which, of course, is a neighboring senior community right up the street from us. And after a couple of days here, she said to one of my directors that she looks at the same exact view that all of us here at Miraval look at every single day. But for some reason, once she's here at Miraval, the view looks different. And it's the same exact view that she has a mile down the road.
Uh-huh.
And the reason I think that the view looks different is because of that energy of the property here. And, you know, oftentimes I will tell people that, you know, I live in Tucson on the northwest side, and I am frequently out in Tucson, all over Tucson. And I can tell you that when you come through the gates here at Miraval, you feel like you're in a different place.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we could have 250 guests here plus 300 staff members, so almost 550 people here on property on our 400 plus acres at any given moment. And yet, there's always a place that you can find to be by yourself if you want to listen to nature, to meditate or think about things that you've learned or experiences that you've had while you've come to Miraval. And because of that, I think the property itself lends itself to part of the healing and restorative feeling that people get when they come to Miraval.
Okay, so talking about, let's say, the density of population, let's say there are some studies that show that if you have too many mice in a certain limited area, they'll start feeding on each other. Okay, mm-hmm. But then I think in terms of harmony of life forms such as human beings, the density of population isn't the main factor. I would say it's the psychological hands-offness or lack of intrusiveness upon one another's space
mm-hmm.
that leaves even densely populated areas with the sense that it's got so much space that's adequate for everyone, no matter how dense the population gets.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's say, well, I was going to use, I'll talk about Times Square. The last time I went to Times Square over last Christmas, the population was so dense. There were people from all over the world speaking, you know, so many different languages. I hardly heard any English walking along Times Square last December. And you could hardly cross the street. There were so many people in Times Square. And yet there was not one incident of anyone bumping into anyone over there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what that was. And I'm sure that the events of this last week kind of like maybe upset some of that a little bit there.
For sure.
Yeah, but the whole idea of it's not a spatial thing. It's actually a psychological, spiritual thing that determines this.
You know, when I, because I'm, you know, I have a background as a registered nurse as well, I've, you know, tried to apply Western and Eastern medicine backgrounds with sort of alternative therapy approaches. And years ago, I did some heart math, and we do heart math here at Miraval, and obviously you know what that is. It's sort of an entrainment process around meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I did was we were all hooked up to a monitor, and we were led into this meditation, and it was not like hypnotherapy.
Yeah.
And at one point in the meditation, everybody in the room reached the same exact breath, respirations, and pulses of our hearts. And that continued for almost a 30 to 40 minute period. And one of the women was pregnant, and there was, you know, another gentleman in the room. And interestingly enough, we didn't have the dog in the room that was hooked up to it, but I would have loved to have seen what the, you know, heart rate and respirations were of the dog if everybody else was entrained in that same rhythm.
Yeah, yeah.
And so since then, I've believed that we're all walking bodies of energy. And with that 6 inches of energy that's surrounding each of us, no matter what space that we're in, our energy affects other people. And so if we can, here at Miraval, create an atmosphere where the energy of other people can affect people in a positive way, I think that we've reached our goal.
Do you ever get the fantasy that in this like small area in Tucson, Arizona, outside of the city limits, with like really not a whole lot of people that come here, that Miraval can actually affect the energy of the planet?
I hope that every day of my life.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And that's why I come to work here, in hopes that we are expanding. We have a residential community in the Upper East Side in New York, Miraval Living. We're 300-plus homeowners are living the Miraval lifestyle, and we hope to continue to expand that. But beyond, I see no reason why the Miraval philosophy around mindfulness cannot be taken to all parts of the world, and the things that we're teaching here and the tools that we're giving people to lead a better life can't be given to everyone. And certainly, it should be a right.
Yeah. Well, my guess would be that the energy that comes out of, like, this, which is the original, what do you call it? There's no word for the original. The flagship?
This is our flagship property,
yeah.
Yes, correct.
So that the flagship would, let's say, generate enough energy to, like, create mini flagships,
mm-hmm.
Or what do you call it, satellite flagships. The satellite flagships will arise not on their own, but as a result of the energy of the original flagship.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
I think a huge part of that is in the people. Miraval has grown and has become world renowned based on the healing and wonderful talents of a creative and very professional staff. And so as we expand, I think it's very important that not only do we find a very special property like this one here is in Tucson, and like Miraval Living is in New York, and you think, well, how can you have a special property in Manhattan? Well, we happen to be in the a building that has the second largest private garden in New York. And so the fact that people can actually come out and be in a garden in the middle of Manhattan,
oh my gosh,
is pretty special on its own. But when you combine that, you know, with the right people, then I think you have the ability to expand our brand in ways that we would be interested in. And thankfully, we've developed a crew that, you know, I think that we have a number of talented people that we can put as plants in each new Miraval that there is, so that we can create the harmonious environment in which people work here and create that in other places as well.
It's like seeding the planet. Like,
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Spreading the seeds. I kind of like think of it as there's a balance among life forms. I don't know about this planet, I don't know about other planets, but this planet seems to be a war between the negative and the positive, of course, but that this war is like an actual competition between positive and negative, and that it's kind of a silent war between those two forces, and that Miraval it's almost like a military outpost in a spiritual sense,
mm-hmm.
You know, generating as much positivity as it can as part of this war between positive and negative.
I think that's a good analogy. I also think that, you know, beyond the property, you when you think about what our primary focus is out there, that people think that we're a vacation destination that's a spa. And so when you have the opportunity to go on a vacation where people are eating healthy, so there's less salt and less sugar and things in our food, and it's clean, healthy food, and so instantly your blood pressure is going down, and then you go and have a spa service, and you know, again, you're relaxing, so your blood pressure is going down even further, and all of a sudden you're learning new habits in a meditation class or in a yoga class that, you know, are getting you in touch with your body in ways that you haven't been before. We have a, you know, our tagline essentially is, at Miraval, you won't find you anywhere else. You won't find you anywhere else. And I think that that's exactly the case. We're, you know, barraged with so many different things in our lives right now that it's very hard to actually take the time to stop and just be. And for somebody to say, you know, I'm going to go on a vacation for me.
For me, yeah.
Nowadays would seem very selfish. And yet, my experience as a caregiver, in, you know, when I worked in hospitals, etc., was that you really can't take care of other people unless you can take care of yourself. And so I think that there's a number of different factors that, that play into that positivity. But having now been in this industry for almost 20 years and overseeing a number of some really fantastic wellness properties, my feeling is that the positivity and negativity affect each other in profound ways. And my experience has been that if you're working with a bunch of people who are negative, it's very hard to turn the tide to a positive unless you have trust. And opposite effect is just as impactful. So here at Miraval, we have a lot of positivity. You can leave here after this interview and go out and talk to any of my employees, and I would probably say 99 out of 100 of them would tell you that they love working here. And my experience has been that when somebody comes in who doesn't like working here, that generally they don't stay because they're around so much positive and they're a negative that they'll move on. And I love working in that sort of environment. I think that if we all could learn ways to work with, and live amongst people in a positive way as opposed to a negative one, you know, the world would be a better place.
Okay, now you're reminding me of a movie. I can't remember the name of the actor, but the movie was Lost Horizons.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with that?
No, I'm not.
It's a movie with a British actor. I can't remember his name, but it's Lost Horizons was a movie about a secret valley in the Himalaya Mountains, and it was attached to the term Shangri-La.
Mm-hmm. You know?
And then there's another word that kind of reminds me of Shangri-La, which is Xanadu,
mm-hmm.
which is a place that is kind of like a Shangri-La. It's probably the same place, you know, with different names. Well, so Miraval is kind of reminiscent of a place where ordinary individuals could come here because they've heard of Miraval and they know where it is. They can find out where it is. They can come here not knowing what they're in store for, but come here because they've heard enough about it that incites their curiosity. And something like this is kind of a law of attraction that pulls certain people towards Miraval. That actually, the people who come to Miraval actually become part of Miraval, and mm-hmm. then they go out as little emissaries, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But they're pulled in by some strange force, you know.
Well, oftentimes it's by mistake. So sometimes they come here expecting a spa experience. Sometimes they come here to just get quiet. Other times they come here because they've heard about our great adventure programs, or mountain biking, or our awesome hiking, our challenge courses, and even times because of our equine experience. Beyond that, the wellness component. So Andy Weil is a great friend of Miraval's and runs a program here on integrative medicine. And so, you know, lots of different reasons that people come here. But once they're here, I think they're really surprised that with the 135 different things they can do in any given week, they are bumping into themselves over and over again and learning how they behave or they react in a certain situation and growing from it. And, you know, I don't know how many vacations you've gone on where you actually walk away and think that you've grown from that experience, but I can tell you they're very few.
Exactly.
And so, you know, the fact that we do that here at Miraval on any given day doesn't surprise me that we get some of the world's best business leaders. We get some of the most particular travelers to come here, and yet they fall in love with Miraval and become those seeds that you spoke of.
Yeah, yeah. Unexpectedly, they come here for one reason, and they leave like totally changed people, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and those who actually don't fit in when they enter, it sounds like they would kind of be like repelled out of Miraval. You know?
Well, not the guests, I think that, you know, because you never really know what's happening in a person's life, the guests that come in here. Oftentimes are very stressed out because that's the life that we lead. I like to say that, you know, the age of electronics has been wonderful in so many ways, but at the same time, we never get to turn it off anymore. And so the fact that you very rarely get the opportunity to stop, when you come to Miraval and you finally have the opportunity to stop and unwind. Lots of times people will come in and think, I'm going to do this at 7 o'clock, this class at 8 o'clock, this lecture at 9 o'clock, this service at 10 o'clock, and they overschedule themselves. And by the time they're here 6 or 8 hours, they realize everybody else is just really just taking their time through it and enjoying the experience. It becomes a different thing for them. And so I can tell the people who are going to instantly come in the door, the Miraval guests who have been here before, that know exactly how to, you know, assimilate into a stay here, and those who are going to take a day or two to get there.
But can you, yes, but can you imagine someone coming in expecting something here that is totally unlike what is actually here? Could it ever happen, or has it happened, where somebody expects something other than what's here, and then let's say it's like they go through some kind of surreal, unhappy reaction because their life before coming here, let's say, was so negative that the positivity like blinds them in some way. You
know? I have not had that happen. I have had people who've come here in all different states, whether it be, you know, burned out, stressed out, overworked, depressed, angry, hurt over a loss, or just a regular vacation goer who's, you know, coming here to go have fun in our outback. But it always seems to come back to that really great experience, which is why I think the energy of the place and what we do here at Miraval is so unique in the vacation destination market.
Okay, so then this is kind of a house of many mansions then.
Yep.
There's something for all kinds.
Then. Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay, okay. So you don't have to answer this question, but I'm just curious. It's very you know, well known that Oprah Winfrey came here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she made it like very widely known that she came here. But my curiosity is, if you don't mind saying it, you don't have to answer, but what was it that attracted her to come here in the first place? Has that ever been known?
You know, I don't know firsthand because I haven't asked her that question. And I will say that we get a number of well-known people who come through our gates every day on any given day. But what I think they're looking for is a place where they can be themselves, where they don't have to be that personality that you see every day, where they can go to something and be who they are and learn. And in some ways get enlightened, oftentimes the ability to just stop and be. And, you know, we're a place where you know, we have some of the best food in the world, especially around spa cuisine. Really great place to stay, and a wonderful view of the Catalina Mountains. And it becomes a really great experience. I think that Oprah liked us because we're a great vacation.
Do you feel like when she left, does she feel like, or do you feel like, or does anybody feel like when she left, she had expanded personally from what she was when she came? Or is that something that we don't know about?
I think that anybody who comes to Miraval and participates in our programming and doesn't walk out of here thinking that they have changed in some sort of way through the experiences that they've had here would be hard to find.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know specifically what it was for her, but I can't speak for her, but, you know, I know that Miraval is a great place, and we're thankful that she's a friend.
Right, right, because she certainly did not hide it from the world. I missed the show. I heard that she had a show on Miraval, but it's just amazing that she wanted to share her experience with the rest of the world. That's mm-hmm. that is gratitude if I've ever defined it, mm-hmm. is wanting to share something wonderful that you found, because then it's going to become crowded here because of, you know, spreading the word like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a good thing because it'll pressurize the creation of more little Miravals.
And we've expanded right here on this property. In the 3 years that I've been here, we've added 16 new guest rooms and 16 private homes. We have one three-bedroom villa that remains and one two-bedroom villa that remains out of the 16 homes that we built and closed on last year and this year. So it was, for a luxury product, the fastest-selling real estate in Tucson. And, you know, yes, they're beautiful homes. Yes, we won Best Luxury Design in the country for the product. But I believe, after meeting the homeowners and the people who were in those homes, that they bought those homes to buy into the Miraval lifestyle, because they like what they do and what Miraval represents, and they want to lead an active, healthy, fit lifestyle. And so it's a great tribute to Miraval as a brand.
Wow. Now, supposing all the people that have been here for a time for a visit become, personally, they grow personally and spiritually, so that when they leave, does it kind of seem like, you probably would have trouble following up all the people that leave here and see what happens, but I kind of like visualize the people that leave here actually don't realize it, but they're branded here. When they leave here, there's an M on them somewhere.
I'd love that if there was.
And they don't know it. It's like an invisible M. So they're actually little Miraval pellets that are spreading out, like seeding,
mm-hmm.
even though they're not starting like resorts of their own, but they're either by discussing Miraval or by just passing on what they gained, they're actually like Miravalizing like the country or the mm-hmm. world, right? You ever hear that expression, Miravalizing?
Yes.
You heard that?
I've never heard absolutely
that.
Have.
Yeah. I thought it was unique in that, but it's to be expected to Miravalize.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the world. And the last time I met with you, I wanted to find out the origin of the word Miraval.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you said it was something like looking at the valley, did you say?
The literal interpretation is view of the valley. Because we sit at the base of the Catalina Mountains, no matter where you are on property, you get an absolutely beautiful view of the mountains and the valley down into Tucson. However, the original intent of that from the creators of Miraval was the valley inside. So the valley that lies within your chest of who you are and what you want to be in your life and how you want to experience living. And so, you know, the view of the valley in here as opposed uh-huh. to the one that's external. So,
okay. Yeah, I see. Could I throw out an extra interpretation there?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Please do.
Which would be connecting the word Miraval with miracle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because I looked up, before I came here today, I looked up the word Miraval in the Webster Dictionary, and it comes from the Latin word mirari, which means wonder.
Oh, terrific.
Yeah.
I think we picked the right name.
Yeah. I mean, you know, unconsciously, it started somewhere. It started from the facility across the way, across the highway, and then it just evolved and expanded. It seems like there's some kind of... something happened that actually it's like a angelic spirit that moved into, let's say, Sierra Tucson,
mm-hmm.
and then it split into two, like mitosis, cell division, and then half of it then went off in a different direction, you know. Mm-hmm. One direction for dealing with pathology, and the other direction dealing with health. Okay, one right across the street there's a facility here at Tucson that deals with pathology, and then across the way is Mirabal dealing with like evolution or the prevention of pathology and the stimulation of evolution and growth. It's so amazing that it's split off from something like a hospital environment, mm-hmm, into something for healthy people who want to become healthier.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
And, you know, the Sierra Tucson history is one that is a wonderful partnership. I mean, we are no longer affiliated with them other than being neighbors, but I think the programming that they do there is wonderful. And the fact that the creators of Miraval 14 years ago were able to take the positive aspects of that pathology background and apply it to everyday living for healthy people is really amazing. And the fact that they did that and then created a staff that could create an experiential destination spa experience that really changed people's lives has really been what's made us such a unique product, and one of the reasons why I think people come back to us time and again.
Okay, so the original seed came out of something like, how do you help people who are, like, I hate to use the word, but sick, and bring them back to health? And the idea that those same techniques and the different modalities. Mm-hmm. Those same modalities that help people out of illness can bring healthier people to greater health. The same modalities transmigrated across the highway, mm-hmm, and then was applied, the same modalities was applied in, a far more advanced forum for a totally different kind of population, mm-hmm, which kind of breaks down, in my mind, the distinction between those who are ill and those who are healthy anyway.
Yeah, you know, I've been in wellness or the wellness field for my entire career in some fashion or another, whether it's, you know, here at a Miraval, which is a destination spa, or, you know, as a registered nurse in my history. And, you know, I know that there are many different roads to wellness. And the fact that it doesn't matter whether it's at Sierra Tucson or whether it's at Miraval, while they are vastly different in the market that they're geared toward, I think any time that a vacation place or a wellness facility can teach people ways of living a better, healthier, more profound way of life, there's always going to be similarities no matter what the background.
Yeah, and I think that's so good because the history of any kind of therapeutic environment started with stigma. Mm-hmm. The whole thing began with anyone who needs help is weak, you know. And so it's now evolved to where anyone who's strong is capable of becoming stronger instead of a sign of weakness to be able to require a program to become stronger. No longer implies that they were weak in the first place. Mm-hmm. You know? Right. So the whole thing, I like the idea of there being less distinction between the sick and the healthy. It's a stigmatic thing, which is, thank goodness, breaking down, because people who come to Mirabal, they might not want to think of it as coming like to overcome certain conditions.
Well, yeah, it's because it's not that at all.
Right.
They're coming here for a vacation, and that's exactly what it is. We have so many different types of activities that you can do, whether it's yoga or mountain biking or our challenge courses or a wellness consultation. But all of them together, when you combine them with the spa and our fitness classes, make for this amazing vacation where you learn you know, healthy tips about how to lead a better life. And I think that's really the guest that we get here are those who are looking for a healthy vacation choice.
Yeah, and there's no stigma to looking for something that will teach, you know, even more successful ways of enhancing one's health.
Absolutely.
There's no stigma to that anymore.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Michael.
I so appreciate it.
Very enjoyable, and I hope what we say can be cast across the waters and across the atmosphere, and that it could bring many people to Miraval, and that you'll be able to accommodate all the people that this will bring here.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you, too.